Often on Insight Radio, we like to highlight fundraising and how it can help charities supporting people with sight loss. Well, the Guide Dogs charity is one close to many people's hearts, and people go to all sorts of lengths to raise money, and indeed, people of all ages go to these lengths as well. Now, we have with us Graham Kensett from Guide Dogs. Graham, I suppose it's quite an obvious question to say that fundraising is hugely important for Guide Dogs, but it can make such a difference to people's lives.
Absolutely. And in fact, as far as Guide Dogs is concerned, we are pretty much totally reliant on the general public for giving funds to Guide Dogs. We train over 800 Guide Dogs a year. And for that, we need to keep staff running and we need to capture the valuable support of our volunteers. There's many ways that you can actually raise funds for Guide Dogs. And the Sahara Trek that Freddie has undertaken is just one of those amazing initiatives. And I would like to say well done and thank you to Freddie.
Freddie is with us as well. Now, Freddie is only 9 years old, but you took on the Sahara, Freddie. What was that like?
It was tough. It was definitely a challenge, but I did it.
Why did you decide that you wanted to raise money for Guide Dogs?
Well, I feel they're a good charity. I mean, without Guide Dogs, people who lose their sight loss every day wouldn't be able to have the independence they need.
Now, your mum and dad are involved in fundraising as well, but do they help with the puppies too?
Yep, they help as well.
So what do they do?
Well, all three of us. We're puppy walking and boarding at the moment. At the moment we have Kiki, who is about 10 months, and she's living with us.
It must be great having all these puppies running around the house. Is it fun?
Yeah, it's fun.
Now, this is amazing because you did a trek through the Sahara with your mum and dad, and I think you had a camel for company as well.
Yep, I had a camel called Rooney, because Rooney looks a little bit like a camel. But Rooney was a good friend.
Okay. So tell me about your trek. What kind of things did you get up to?
Well, something I enjoyed doing on the way is I looked for fossils while I was doing it. I found quite a few. I also did a lot of, in the evenings, played things like Uno and Tot Trumps and things. So yeah, it was entertaining.
Great. So while you fundraised, you learned how to play cards as well. Great. So you trek through the Sahara, Freddie. Now, that's not the easiest place to walk because I imagine it must be really hot. How did you protect yourself?
Well, I had a hat from Tilly. Thank you, Tilly. We had a few T-shirts and things sent from Odlo. Thank you, Odlo. And Optical Express also got some T-shirts because they sponsored us.
And you were riding on the camel sometimes as well. What's it like being on one of them?
Having a heatstroke on a camel isn't the best. It's not like a 4x4. You can just relax because it's, you know, you keep going up and down, forwards and backwards. So it's quite tough on a camel in the sun.
And it wasn't all flat. There's some pretty big sand dunes there as well.
Yep. Lots of sand dunes and rocks, but mainly climbing Erik, the 200-metre high dune, was really tough.
And what about at night time? Was it cold at night? Did you camp and meet other people?
Yeah, pretty cold at night. We had quite a big camp and everyone had a 2-man tent. But we had a 3 because we came as a 3. And every evening, me and the tour guides were always sitting up on the dune and singing a few Moroccan songs and things.
Great, sounds like you had a fantastic time. Would you do it again?
Yeah, I'd feel up to it, but at the moment I'll be thinking of doing North or the South Pole with Mark Wood.
You can't keep a good man down even at 9 years old. Freddie, there's absolutely no doubting your commitment. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Graham, I mean, you know, anybody taking on the Sahara Desert and thinking about the North or South Pole has got to have something pretty special.
I have to say that Freddie and Freddie's family, they're absolute stars. They're wonderful ambassadors for Guide Dogs. And to be honest with you, without people like Freddie, without people like Freddie's family, Guide Dogs would not be the organisation that it is today.
Freddie, what would you say to people out there to perhaps encourage them to get involved in fundraising for Guide Dogs?
Well, I would say it is worth it all in all at the end, because you're helping a dog that's helping the owner get independence. So yeah, go for it.
There you go. Go for it. Graham, if people would like more information about guide dogs and fundraising, or perhaps want to contribute to Freddie, because he does have a Facebook page and Just Giving there, it's still running.
Absolutely. Yeah, and please, please do get in touch. I mean, firstly, if people are interested in guide dogs and fundraising for us, then please go to our website, www.guidedogs.org.uk. And if you're interested in supporting Freddie with his wonderful fundraising opportunity, then please look at Freddie's Facebook page, facebook.com/Freddie's Trek, or his Just Giving page, which is under Freddie-Sahara-Trek. So, yes, great work. Well done, Freddie.
How much have you raised so far, Freddie?
I've got over my target. I think it's £5,600.49.
Great stuff. Well, let's hope we can get more. Anyway, for the moment, guys, Graham, thank you for speaking with us. Freddie, what a challenge, and you completed it. I take my hat off to you. Thank you, guys, for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
It's a pleasure. Take care.
Bye-bye.